This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, pardon my language, but no one can deny now that liberal cities are collapsing into shithole status. This is what liberals do. They destroy everything that they run. They claim to have a monopoly on human compassion, and then they unleash untold human suffering. This is the character of liberals. They may talk about utopia and creating a better world, but their policies actually create collapse and disease and massive human suffering. Celebrity Dr. Drew, as he's known, is warning now about the coming emergence of bubonic plague in Los Angeles. Because of all the rampant homelessness and the tent cities and the complete lack of response from city officials. Liberal city officials, whether we're talking about Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Austin, or other cities, you know, Chicago, all they do is they ignore the problems they create and they try to blame everything on Trump. They often function as sanctuary cities to harbor illegal aliens engaged in violent crimes, including murders and rapes. And then they blame Americans, and they want to tax everybody practically to death to fund their schemes that pay off their buddies and friends and politically connected contacts, but don't do anything for the homeless and the veterans that are often living on the streets. I mean, liberals are a cancer on society. In fact, that's a very good way to think about liberalism. You could say, well, it's a form of disease itself. It's a mental illness, and it is. But if you look from a top-down view of what liberalism does to cities and how it spreads, it's like a cancer tumor. Liberalism is a metastasizing cancer tumor on society. And if you don't stop liberalism, it will kill you, just like cancer will kill the host. Cancer eventually overtakes and kills the patient. And that's what liberals are doing. That's what Democrats do. They kill everything they control. And yet they want to control everything, just like cancer. A cancer tumor wants to take over your body. It wants to grow bigger tumors. A cancer tumor works through a process called angiogenesis. It builds blood vessels to bring more resources to itself. That's the same way liberals operate. They pass more tax laws to bring more taxes to themselves. That's kind of like fiscal angiogenesis. To grow a bigger liberal tumor that runs the city into the ground and kills you. You know, look, cancer tumors are a very good metaphor for the way liberalism operates in the real world. So what's the answer to all this? I mean, first, number one, realize that there isn't a single liberal who stands against any of this. Not a single liberal who says that taxes are too high, or that it's wrong to kill babies after they're already born. There's not a single liberal who is opposed to infanticide. There's not a single liberal opposed to the pedophilia grooming of children with drag queen story hour and adults marrying children and sexually abusing those children. I haven't seen a single Democrat speak out against this. Not one. Not a single one. And why? Because they're all part of the cancer of liberalism. They are the scum of our planet. They are socialists and communists. They have the same mindset that has carried out mass murder by governments throughout human history. They promote mass human suffering, destitution, financial collapse, and of course, the outbreak of disease. And every liberal city in America today will collapse. And one of the main reasons why I'm mentioning this is not just to point it out, but to mention that liberals, at some point when the collapse accelerates, liberals will try to flee the cities. They will try to flee, and they will try to bring their filth and their disease to rural America. And rural America, having observed the collapse of the cities and the mental insanity, the mass mental illness and the filth, and the disease, I mean, from anal cancer to AIDS to every other disease that these people are carrying and implanting into each other through their unhealthy, filthy lifestyles, they're going to carry those diseases out to the countryside, and they're going to infect clean America with their filth unless they're stopped. And it's not just the diseases. It's not just the bacteria, the viruses. It's also their philosophy of destruction and authoritarianism. Think about it. Liberals, they collapse societies because they are authoritarians. And that philosophy is another kind of cancer. And they will try to bring that to you. When their cities collapse, they'll try to invade your countryside town. They'll try to move to your county. And they will bring their filth, and they will bring their destruction, and their evil, and their total lack of ethics, and their denial of God. They will bring all that with them to the countryside, and they will try to infest and infect your rural town like an infestation of cockroaches, disease-ridden rats. And I've even pointed out before that even rats don't murder their own babies. Only liberals do that. You can look out across nature. There's no animal that murders its own babies, except liberals. Democrats do what no animal in nature has ever sought to do, because Democrats are death. They are demonic, satanic, destruction, filth, evil, pain, suffering, starvation, destitution, homelessness, disease. Look at their cities. This is what they create, and they will push it on you if you let them. And again, the reason I mention this, actually, is because you will need to stop them from exiting their cities and spreading their filth and disease to your rural areas. When they try to flee their cities, you need to stop them. And I'm not going to go into details of what might be the appropriate ways to do that, but just ask yourself, how would you deal with a rampant disease spreading across the highways in the countryside? How would you deal with a disease? How would you deal with mass mental illness? How would you deal with a rolling wave of destruction and human suffering and evil and filth? How would you deal with that? There are probably some very good ways to do that. You might say, well, we could sanitize them. What, spray them with bleach? I don't think so. I don't think that gets the job done, because they're filthy through and through. They have dark hearts, dark souls. Half of them are infested with demonic entities. Not a joke. It's an actual literal thing that's happening with these people. Remember, do not let them invade your towns. Let them live and die in the filth and the destruction that they have created for themselves. Remember, these are the people who control the tech giants. They told you that you can only say what they allow you to say, that you can only read what they allow you to read. These are the people who ran the filthy sex orgy television programming, you know, through Netflix and Amazon Prime. These are the people who raised taxes and raised the minimum wage and put people out of work. These are the people who pushed the bile sludge, the toxic feces compilation from their cities and exported it to the countryside. These are the people who are now starting to live in their own filth, and they're going to suffer from their own diseases, and they're going to try to escape. And frankly, karmically, they should be required to live in their own filth, live in their own collapse. Do not let them flee the cities and destroy rural America. If they want to destroy their own cities, that's their choice. They must be stopped, or they will do to America what they've done to San Francisco. Make no mistake. Do not hesitate. These people will destroy everything you value: life, liberty, happiness, freedom of speech, your right to self-defense, the ecosystem, the financial system, culture, history. They're already tearing down the monuments and painting over the murals. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com. We are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out healthrangerstore.com.